But if you do it towards men, it's like, oh, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I'll allow it.
It's fine. You lying pieces of commie crap.
Welcome to the All-American Savage Show podcast with your host, John Burke, and his far more attractive co-host, me. Now, let's get into it. That's what your mom said.
Welcome back to the All-American Savage Show podcast. I am your host, John Burke, with my beautiful heterosexual bearded Jewish life partner, Josh. Sitting across the desk from me, operating those controls, it has been a very, very busy morning, folks. We have been all hands on deck getting the new John Ross video up and going, ready for y'all. We're excited for this one. Premieres today at 12:30 p.m. CST, so it's about 24 minutes away. It'll be premiering on YouTube. We appreciate all the love and support of everybody getting involved in this one. The premiere is already set. The censored version will be on YouTube. The uncensored version will be over on Rumble. So just to make sure people get that, because I don't want anybody getting in trouble or getting confused, rather, where's the good one at? Josh has bleeped out some of the trigger words, but the reference is still there. People are still going to get it, but we do have the uncensored version over on Rumble. So, and then I launched a new Twitch account, John Burke Official, over on Twitch. And already, like, we're doing really good over there. Appreciate that. It's, again, twitch.tv/John Burke Official. Head on over there. We're getting the old crew back together. I see a lot of the old savages are still there. I streamed a few times yesterday, and a lot of names I recognize. It's like, oh, it's good to see the old guys back. So, and then tonight, we're doing a free-for-all Friday. Like, we're all doing PUBG. So if you're wanting to come game with us, I'll be streaming it over on Twitch. We're playing with everybody on PUBG. So if you want to come squad up, everybody's welcome. We're going to have a fun time. So, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's a beautiful day here in Texas. Beautiful. I mean, this morning we woke up, it looked like it was going to rain. Now the sun's out and shining. It's just true Texas fashion. Again, wait 5 minutes and it's something else. Yeah. So, other good news is we have the Mother's Day sale going on right now from ShellShockCBD.com using code MILF24. MILF24. Mother's Day sale, 25% off of all topicals till May 12th. That is going on right now. Code MILF, MILF24. 25% off of the topicals and the bath salts, I believe, as well. Get that mother, that mother in your life, whether it be yours, somebody else's, whatever the case. Hug them up. Code MILF24 is going to get you 25% off the topicals and I believe the bath salt. Women go crazy for the bath salts. They smell amazing.
Yeah, they really
taste really good,
got
too.
Got them right here.
Yeah, got them right there. Eucalyptus. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a lot of people love it. It's a great product. Amazing product. It really is. So, but that's going on. Also, don't forget, did the points I've been saving up expire? They do after 1 year. So I would highly suggest you utilize those points. Don't sit on them. And that's also a way to get good cash back on your stuff. Now, here's the cool thing. On today's painting, how to paint like a Palestinian protester, it's already live on johnburke.com. We're raffling them off for charity. We're going to probably find a good, nice little charity. We've got two paintings. We've got the How to Paint Like Big Tech John Ross painting, and it's signed. And then we also have the How to Paint Like a Palestinian Protester. It's also signed. Again, those are on johnburke.com. Click on the merch tab. Go all the way to the bottom. One ticket is $1. There you go. That's your entry point. It's pretty awesome.
Good stuff.
It's good stuff. It's for a great cause. And also get a lot of great products from johnburke.com. You know, our great show Inside Jokes. We appreciate all that love and support. You guys are freaking phenomenal. Phenomenal. So, what's going on, guys? We got people over on Twitch. Appreciate you guys.
I was going to say we should donate it to those college kids. They're holding up that flag.
No, they already got like over $500,000 in the GoFundMe. It's like, I'm sorry.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like, okay, I understand that people want to reward good behavior, but it's like, that's kind of like the status quo. I don't think it warrants giving them $500,000 for a massive bash. But
their original goal was like $5,000, right? Or I think that was the original goal.
Oh, was this something they themselves had set up?
I don't know if they prior? Set it up or not. Oh, okay. I think somebody else did, but
okay.
It ended up getting $300,000 so far.
I think John Rich was talking about playing a concert over there with them. Like, hey, good for that. You know, it's good to see people actually come out in support of that. And I think the saddening thing about it is that it's so rare to see. It's so rare to see. And then you see University of Ole Miss, the counter protest. Oh my God, it's hilarious. Bunch of frat bros and like American.
On your Instagram?
Yeah, posted that one. That one black protester. Everybody was calling her Lizzo. She was a part of the Palestinian Hamas supporters that were on the university campus. And these dudes just come out full swing, not literally, figuratively, just antagonize them. It's like, yeah, you're in the deep South. That shit ain't gonna fly here. You can do it on the northern campuses and stuff, but in the South, they're not going to tolerate it in Mississippi. So Florida shut it down. Texas is trying their hardest to keep it from happening. But you get the liberals over in freaking Austin and Dallas. You know, those weirdos wanting to get involved in that. So I don't know. It's weird.
Well, maybe we'll see more of it now.
I think the fact they're trolling the ever-loving shit out of them is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
It's good to see a little bit of bullying back.
It is. They deserve it. Here's the link if you're interested in raffling, joining up in the raffle. The link is right here. You can go check that out. I greatly appreciate that. Why isn't my keyboard working? What did I do? It's just on here, or is it in general? Why is my keyboard not working at all? Oh, what the shit? Why did it do this before? Do we remember? Oh, maybe it's because the batteries are not locked in place.
That could be it.
No, that's not it. What did I do? No, that's not it. It's got to be something to do with the connection. Well, I can't type anything now, so that's wonderful. This is such a pain. It is what it is. But again,
you know, did you put the Wi-Fi thing back in the tower?
Yeah, it's in the plug-in. Let's try taking that one out, but I don't know why it's not working. Oh, now it is. For now, yeah. But head on over, get your tickets, get in to win, and again, you get the painting. These paintings have sold for upwards of like $500, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm not lying about this. When John Ross was in his peak, we had like, and also, you know, helping us out by sharing the YouTube video to your social medias. That's going to be the biggest thing you can do for us, is to try and regrow the YouTube channel. So that's why we censored the video. We got like 4.4 thousand followers on YouTube. We can regrow it. People keep asking, where's the John Ross videos? They're all there. They're all on the John Ross YouTube page. So you go check that out. 16 minutes till the premieres. Hope you're excited. You're going to like it. You're going to like the way it looks. I guarantee it. And I guess we could premiere it live on the show. Like, we can watch it together. Doesn't matter. You'll be able to hear it. Gab Fest with $1 says, so John, you taste test the dog CBD chews? Absolutely. We absolutely.
Taste everything.
Oh, my gosh. Man, the Twitch is blowing up. Thanks, guys. Welcome back. It's nice to have the old crew back. Yeah, don't forget to check it out. Those are the things. Okay, so before we get into the video, the premieres, remind me, folks, give me the countdown, and we'll go over to YouTube and watch together. There is this viral thing that's going around that asks women, we talked about it briefly before, if you had to choose to be lost in the woods with somebody, or two choices, who would you rather be lost in the woods with, a man or a bear? And all of course, as you know, the blue-haired, ugly, disgusting, fat, obese feminists are out there saying, I'd rather choose a bear because... And this is the thing. It's like, it's viral. I don't know why this is viral, but, you know, the internet is just full of rather, you know, a lot of stupid people. And the dumbest things go viral. But this apparently is everywhere. And all these women are answering. Like, for example, the one woman I tweeted on my Twitter at Not John Burke. It says, look, I'm scared of wild animals, so I'm not going to trust a bear over a strange man. But as a hypothetical thought exercise, men shouldn't be surprised that a lot would. We are literally taught from the time we can learn not to trust strange men, usually by the men who love us. Okay. Now, this tells me that you think men don't understand women or where they come from. Okay. This reeks of just, oh my gosh, sanctimoniousness. Such elitism displayed in one tweet. Men just don't know where women are coming from. Or just option B. Hear me out on this one. Maybe the other option is that men actually do know where you're coming from. It's not hard to understand the concept of, well, and also thank you admitting that you are the weaker sex. I do appreciate that. Because men don't have to make this choice. I'd rather be with a woman because a bear... well, that kind of goes back to point number one. A bear will maul and murder and rip your throat out in a very grotesque, horrible way. So I understand that some women are like, well, I don't want to be stuck in the woods because he could be a rapist. Okay, I get that. But I think if I have to choose between a potential rapist or getting my throat ripped out, I'm going with the rapist. Just going to throw that out there. Now, you might have in your mind that being raped is a fate worse than death. And I can kind of understand your positioning on that one. It's not one that I don't even enjoy making this comparison. But for some reason, the way nature is, this figurative situation has now been thrust upon us. And yet here we are. So it's not that men don't understand that women have to be very careful because there are predatorial men out there. I do. We fully grasp that. It's just that we also know what bears are capable of, and clearly you do not. So that's why we think you're kind of just stupid. Just being honest here. I think you're just stupid. I think you're... dangerous men... A bear will murder you. It will literally eat you alive. You're saying that you would rather... That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And she continues, then as we grow up, we experience a spectrum... creepiness from men in general and are often blamed for somehow bringing it on ourselves. Not all men are creeps, but the creeps don't wear signs, so it's easy to be distrustful of all men until proven otherwise. I mean, yeah, okay. So if you could agree with that, now let's do black people. I mean, why is it that it's okay for you to do this towards men because of your experiences, you're going to generalize the entirety, but if you do it towards anybody else, any other minority, oh, that's just racist. But if you do it towards men, it's like, oh, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I'll allow it.
It's fine. You lying pieces of commie crap. It's ridiculous. I can only imagine how much this sucks for actual good guys, but good guys are typically pretty understanding and go out of their way not to make the women they encounter uncomfortable, and they don't make a big deal out of it or resent women for it. Well, you know, okay, I can agree with that. Like, yes, there are some creepy guys out there, 100%. I mean, we can all acknowledge this, but again, the situation, your choice, it's just, it's, I'm sorry. I feel like you're kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face when you're choosing the bear over the man. It's that you're trying to highlight a point of like, well, we just can't trust men because there's a lot of creeps out there. I get that. But part of me wishes this was an actual physical choice that you had to make, because I'd love to see how many of you actually go through with saying, lock me in the pen with that wild bear versus this dude off the subway. I'd love to see this actually be put into effect, quite honestly. But yeah, and you know, this one guy responds on the Twitter feeds. It says, find me one woman who is not insane, who would rather be locked in a room with a bear instead of a random guy. Somebody says, please go stand next to the grizzly bear and take as many of your friends with you as you can. Dungeons and Dragon Ball says, I mean, the hypothetical is a man, strange man, is a subset of that and obviously suggests an increased danger, though it's very subjective what counts as strange. Appearances might be deceptive, etc. All true, but other choice is a bear. You know, who comes up with this stuff? Like, seriously, who really comes up with this stuff? That's just funny to me. This is the most random stuff out there, you know?
It is pretty random.
People just sit there. It's like, you know what? I'm going to make this the hypothetical. Okay. And then people buy into it. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Oh, well. This is what people do on the internet now. This is how bad it's getting. All right. Have you bought your raffle ticket yet for the painting? You should. JohnBurke.com. Go to JohnBurke.com. Check it out. The merch tab. There's two paintings down there. Both of them, $1 raffle ticket. The more tickets you buy, the higher increase your chances of winning. What are you waiting for? And while you're here, make sure to check out the new Twitch, John Burke Official. Activists try to dox UCLA pro-Israel vigilantes and mistaken identities already happening. This is insane. UCLA pro-Israel vigilantes. Anti-Israel activists are trying to dox to reveal the identity and personal information of pro-Israeli or pro-Israel vigilantes who attacked the Palestinian Solidarity encampment at the University of California, Los Angeles this week. As Breitbart News reported, after nearly a week in which members of the encampment chanted anti-Semitic slogans, assaulted journalists, and bullied students and members of the public without interference by the university, about 100 vigilantes arrived on campus late Tuesday night and began tearing down the barricades at the encampment. For several hours, activists and vigilantes battled each other until finally the California Highway Patrol arrived on scene. So this is what happens when police don't do their jobs. When public servants don't enforce the law, vigilantes come out. And then only then, when these Hamas supporters, these anti-First Amendment types, only then when they start getting their asses kicked, then the cops show up. It tells you everything you need to know.
And that's something.
Weird. Weird. Hans, get the flames raw. Telling you. If you ever wonder which side these universities are on, I mean, that's just apparent. It's blatantly apparent right there.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how anybody would want to go to one of these things, to one of these universities, after seeing what they've allowed, except if you're just a far leftist.
I think it has a long-term impact on their
fundraising,
enrollment.
I hope it does. I sincerely hope it does. They deserve it. This and so much more. I don't know.
Of course, it probably doesn't matter since they also get money from the government.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that kind of irks me, though, is that this anti-Semitic bill they're passing now in the House, you know, it gives more fuel to the fire of Jewish lobbyists that are allowing this kind of stuff to happen or pushing for this kind of stuff. It's like, where is this coming from? Like, when people start talking about Jewish nepotism in the government, it's like, well, here you got some smoke. Now I really feel you've got some smoke on this one. I was like, but when you're labeling the entirety of Jews, it's like, well, then you've lost me. That's what I've always said from the get-go. Is like, I'll have conversations on Jewish nepotism. I think we cannot deny that. You can't deny it for Jews, blah, it doesn't matter. Nepotism is nepotism is nepotism. I was like, but when you're generalizing entire groups of people, it's like, well, then you've lost me. You see what I'm saying? It's like lazy think. And I know that it sucks to hear that for some people because it's easy think. It's no different than the woman saying, well, all men are creeps, or some men are creeps, therefore I have to blame all. Some Jews are pieces of shit, so now we're blaming all Jews? Because I know a lot of great Jews that are, like, great people. And Christians the same. I don't know. Breitbart News reported, after nearly a week in which members of the encampment chanted, oh, we already talked about, okay. It was only after the vigilante attack that local Democrat officials such as Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass condemned the violence and lawlessness at UCLA, which they had previously attempted to ignore. Bass and university officials have vowed to prosecute vigilantes again after ignoring violence by activists. Wow. That's just the state of California. That's the state of California. If you're an activist, quote unquote, Hamas supporter, terrorist lover, and you're out there occupying somebody else's space illegally, interfering in people's day-to-day activities, assaulting those that disagree with you, you're kind of a terrorist, resorting to violent means to push a political narrative, political idea. I mean, how is that not terrorism? But if vigilantes show up to basically step in to do the job that cops aren't doing, well, then suddenly they're going to be prosecuted.
You know, is it strange that Chuck Schumer hasn't come out and condemned any of these
acts? Oh, he's not going to.
Because I mean, he's a Jewish citizen, right? Or citizen of Israel.
Is he?
He's a dual citizen.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so he hasn't said...
That shouldn't be allowed.
He hasn't said one thing these Palestinian protests going on these campuses.
You think he's going to?
No, I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
I think he's a... Well...
I think it's one of those things that makes them look really, really, really bad as Democrats. So they're just going to try and ignore it and let it go away. Because they have bigger fish to fry in their minds, I think. But
this is a pretty big fish.
Oh, no, 100% it is. I agree. 100%. But I think they're going to do their best to be like, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's like trying to do damage control. It's like,
To look like somebody ambushed Nancy Pelosi at a speaking event that she was at with a Palestinian flag walking down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, none of those guys have said anything about what's going on these campuses.
Right? That definitely makes you wonder.
Very, very quiet.
Yeah. I wonder why. Wonder why. Did you get your raffle ticket yet? You should. JohnBurke.com. Win this amazing painting. You go to JohnBurke.com, go to merch. You can enter. $1, $5, $10 definitely increases your chances. We've got the Paint Like Big Tech. This one's a year or two old. Got the How to Paint Like a Palestinian Protester. This video premieres today in roughly 4 minutes. We're going to watch it together on the show live. Enter now. And they're both signed. You can't beat that. It's pretty awesome. JohnBurke.com. Check out the merch tab.
You know, one of my favorite ones was the Harry Carey one. Remember that?
We haven't done that one in a long time.
That was so funny.
Those never did as well, though, as the John Rosses. The John Rosses just took off.
I thought it was hilarious.
Do you remember how we came up with this? Whose idea was this?
I think it was yours.
Was it mine?
Yeah, I think it was your idea.
Oh, okay. I don't remember because people were like, how did you develop this? Like, because everybody thought we ripped off Crowder's. Like, I'd never even seen Crowder's version of it until like a year or so after we started doing our version. And I'm going to be honest, like, I thought ours was funnier. I saw his. His was more for shock factor. Ours was for comedic factor.
Yeah.
You know, because he was, you know, doing the whole Muhammad thing. And I get it. I'm not knocking it. It's like, it was still original. It was still good. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, it was, I look back and I look at ours. It's like, yeah, ours was just way better, I think, to me.
I do too.
So, all right. Video's about to premiere. We got about 1 minute. We're going to watch it together. I'm excited for this. How long has it been since we've done this? It's over on YouTube.
A little while.
I'll post the link in the chat for everybody to go check out. There you go, Rumble. There's the link. Twitch. There's the link. We're getting started soon. Hope you guys are ready. 1 minute. 60 seconds for launch. They're strapped down. Ready to go. Thumbs up and given. Yeah, make sure you hit that thumbs up button. Do me a favor, hit that share button if you could. It goes a long way. It's a good time. It's a great time. I'm excited for this. Like I said, if this does good, we'll bring it back. You know, we'll see if we can regrow our YouTube channel. It's the biggest thing, but you know, you're fighting an uphill battle on that one. But we'll definitely keep the uncensored. Will be over on Rumble. All right, over on Rumble. We need shorts to the socials when you get a chance. We need shorts to the socials. We talking about? Oh, it's in the video description. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah, you're talking about for Nightbot and stuff. I'm using Botrex. I don't know if that's the same. How to paint like a hippogriff. All right, 10 wins. Any minute now. Premiere. Normally it has like the countdown if it's like within 30 seconds, so we'll see. I have to like respond to all the comments. Appreciate you guys. Well, it's 12:30. Why is it not premiered? Don't tell me it's still. Oh, there we go. Now it's doing the premiere. Okay. All right. Here we go. It's got like 2 minutes. What the hell? I set this for like 12:30. It's still doing a countdown. Shut up, a bitch. This is so annoying.
Quick, Johnny, play me out.
Oh my god. Damn technology. Yeah. We are so unprofessional on this show. Oh, good lord. John Burt, we gotta get Reese over here. Yeah, we do need to get Reese on Twitch. Yeah. I don't know if she's in the chat today. I was tweeting about it. All right, down to the last minute. This is so boring. I'm gonna edit this out of the actual show. We upload it to iTunes and stuff. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Time blindness, yep. Let me see something. Let me check the Rumble channel to see if that one's uploaded correctly. Yep. I think my content. Yep. It's up. I think. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Just making sure. All right. 10 seconds. Here we go. Getting this thing on. I hope we don't get banned for this. Here we go.
Immediately banned.
Immediately banned, yeah.
Well, hey there. We'd like to welcome you back to another episode of How to Paint Like a Feminist. I'm your host, John Ross, and if this is your first time joining us, we'd like to invite you to cordially pull up a chair and have a seat, because today we're going to learn how to paint like a Palestinian protester. Let's get started. So the first thing we have to do is, when we approach our painting, given a nice thick coat of liquid white privilege, and in order to effectively paint like a Palestinian protester, we're gonna have to forget everything we know, which isn't much. So, it'll be easy enough. Let's try and get into that frame of mind, shall we? I'm voting Biden. And before we get started, I'm gonna have my handy-dandy producer run those colors across the bottom of your screen. We're gonna start with a Hamas green. La-la-la-la-la-la-la. We're gonna then move on to a Russian red. Oh, those pesky Ivans are back at it again. And last, but certainly not least, our favorite all-time color of this show, and that's BLM black, because it's virtually quite honestly, we used to cover a lot of guilt on this one and privilege, but ultimately it served no real purpose.
That was just the word white.
All right, so we're just going to sprinkle a little bit of this Hamas green. And, you know, the good thing about Hamas green is that even though it's got this greenish tint to it, there's many other colors that kind of are very similar to it, such as you know, we've got
Oh my God.
They're all like a little tintish green of Hamas. They have that in common. Weird how that works, isn't it? But mainly at the base coat is all right, so we're gonna take our 2-inch phallic brush, we're gonna smear it in all this Hamas green, and we're gonna make a nice little circle right here, a circle in the shape of, like, well, those lighting things that were coming down from the sky on our they were parasailing and
you're just muting everything concert. Jesus,
all that Hamas peaceful green, right? All those peaceful Palestinians that are just living in this world, not doing anything or hurting anybody, but then again, we have this green circle right here that says otherwise. And we're just gonna keep adding coats to this Hamas green and keep going round and round and round, trying to justify it. How peaceful this green color is, even though it continues to commit atrocious acts of not just in Israel, but across the whole world, that doggone Hamas green. But again, round and round we go, trying to talk about how peaceful they are. Matter of fact, I bet you if you really enjoy the colors of the rainbow, you go to the Hamas green, they're gonna off the nearest Crayola box. Now, as you kind of probably guessed by now, that picking up on the fact that we're speaking in code, well, that's because the fascist censors aren't gonna like this video very much because it runs counter to the mainstream narrative that is rooted in flat-out stupidity. But then again, we've never claimed to be smart on this show, so who are we really hurting? Unless we're serious. So now we've got this big ball of green here and this continuous circle of Hamas, surrounded by this big, thick canvas of liquid white privilege. Well, there you have it. Kind of looks like a big green booger, doesn't it? You can't flick them away, can't you? They just keep coming back. Like herpes. Or so I've been told. All right, next color we're gonna add is one of the most colors out there, because quite honestly it screams the loudest but ultimately doesn't bring much to the table in terms of palettes of colors. Black. Oh, that's right, just squeeze it all on that palette right there, make sure not to peacefully burn down any of the colors around it. So we're gonna go ahead and apply a nice thick layer of this black to our canvas here. I notice this black and it kind of reminds me of, say for example, the hearts of our elected representatives in Congress, just all black inside. And speaking of Congress, it's nice to see that they're taking on their federal responsibility all serious-like, taking care of the most damaging American thing out there, and that's by banning That's right, because we certainly can't have the Communist Party spying on Americans. I mean, why would we want that?
Jesus, dude, like, how much did you, like, you censored everything.
Just had the warrants reapproved, so the government doesn't want competition. Makes perfect sense to me if you don't think about it. But no, we gotta worry about that talk that, well, quite honestly, probably does have some type of influence and probably spying on us and all this other kinds of stuff that the government wants you to get upset about. But quite honestly, no one's forcing you to use it. You don't have to get on there, and you already know what it is once you use it. So isn't that kind of the whole idea behind liberty? I mean, we don't ban cars because people get drunk and drive now, do we? No, only do that. In fact, they try and ban them and make them electric, even though they can't actually handle that on the power grid, so they have to create more coal-burning type of fuel, which does more pollution than, say, if they'd have just stuck with coal-burning from the get-go. You have to sit there and just look at it in all its stupidly splendor, and then act like a ninja when you walk through it. You'll get that later. Speaking of spies getting banned, did Anything ever happened to old well over there when he was banging that one buyer? What about Feinstein? Oh, that's right. One more Democrat wasn't coming from the hands of an You know, speaking of the BLM, I mean, haven't really heard much about them recently. They've gotten kind of quiet. Seems like once their founders were kind of busted for spending those millions and millions of dollars, they just, I don't know, gerrymandered their way out of that area now, didn't they? Oh, man, speaking of being a color that Karine Jean-Pierre, good Lord. I understand equal opportunity and DEI hires, but man, that's setting the bar just really low with that one. You know, you'd figure that big binder that she brings everywhere, she either got like, I don't know, the Harry Potter series abridged in that thing or some common sense. Either way, she sounds like she's living in fantasy land, so I'm gonna go with Harry Potter. So now we're kind of almost done with all the BLM black on this side. We're just gonna go ahead and pause. And resume. So the next color we're gonna use is our Ivan Red. That's right, the old Ruskies over there. The ones that we have to keep sending billions and billions of dollars to one of the most corrupt countries in the world to keep fighting these guys. That makes all the sense in the world, because after all, we've got the EU and NATO. What do they need more American money for unless the other countries aren't actually doing their part or paying their fair share? Yet the same lines that Democrats use towards our own rich here in America, they don't want to use towards the international community. I wonder why that is. Globalists. So, of course, you know, you've got this whole Israel thing flaring up, and probably over there getting all jealous and upset because nobody cares about him and his Fetterman-looking little tracksuit anymore, and that's a weird one that came out of that. Fetterman basically ripped the Democrat all out of him. All it takes is a near-death experience, and then you realize how full of shit you really are. So we're going to go ahead and keep spreading all this red that kind of looks like red, ergo propaganda. That's kind of the whole idea behind these Palestinian protesters. I still have yet to see any of them talk about the fact that Hamas hasn't released any but yet Israel should have a ceasefire and control themselves. Meanwhile, Hamas continues to and attack and yada yada yada, but no, it's actually Israel's fault. So that's what happens in today's society. Somebody hits you, you hit him back, and suddenly you're the bully. Just the way it goes. But also, isn't it interesting that how MAGA Mike Johnson gets up there in his first day as speaker? His first priority is sending billions to Israel and Ukraine. America first doesn't seem to be a real notion anymore now, does it? It seems like the Unity Party's taken over, and the first thing sacrificed is your taxpayer money. Because after all, we gotta keep footing the bill for Meanwhile, we've been sending the money for quite a long time, and yet we still have a wide open southern border, and nobody seems to care. But again, at least we banned TikTok. Of course, you got all these protesters out there getting and refusing to allow access to the campus over there in Columbia University, but there's one thing
you can't even hear half the video.
Remember, unlike 1938, American Jews are Jews. They have so good luck with your little Third Reich again. It's not gonna work. I also find it very interesting how, when it comes to nepotism, we can all agree that nepotism is a bad thing, but a lot of Americans only get really upset when it comes to nepotism. They talk about these stereotypes, how the Jews own all the porn, yet it wasn't the Jew that actually invented Pornhub and likes these main porn industries. It's actually Zeke Halo. Now, I mean, if your argument is that you want to abolish the Fed and remove the likelihood of the Rothschilds or any of them having any more impact on our federal system, well, then I'm in complete agreement with you. I think we should get off that. But in the meantime, I'm not going to blend the entirety of a group of people simply for the actions of those that are corrupt. Because guess what? We got plenty of white corrupt Christians in Congress too, but I don't see it going after them as much anymore, do you? Weird how that works. All right, so we're finished with our how to paint like a Palestinian protester. We've got, again, our Ivan Red, our BLM Black, and our Hamas Green. Now all we're going to do is add our extra little spicy topping of fascism. And here we go. Well, looky there. That's what it's all about. Looking just like that, protesting what you're protesting. Realistically, you're protesting for the very snake that's eventually gonna bite you. Ask any GWAT veteran. They'll tell you. If you'd like to get your hands on this painting, you can sign up at the link below. We're going to pick one lucky winner for supporting us over here. Make sure you check out the show sponsor, ShellShockCBD.com. They've got all your CBD Delta 8, Delta 9 topicals, bath salts, bath bombs, everything you could bath CBD Delta 8 or Delta 9 in. They've got you covered, and they ship internationally. I'm just kidding. Just America. Got your hopes up there, didn't I, Canada? But nobody likes you snow Mexicans anyway. Not even Trudeau, and he's not even Mexican. Later.
Jesus. You are never censoring shit again. Oh, my God. Why did you censor Zelensky? There's nothing, like, offensive about that.
You never know.
No, come on. Know, it's a little overboard.
What's going
to
go on?
It's like, beep, beep, beep. Yes, for everybody asking, there is a the Rumble video, uncensored, is live on the channel. You can, I said that from the get-go. I told people, it's like, the censored version's on YouTube. Uncensored version, that's on Rumble, because again, Rumble doesn't ban people for stuff like that. So hey, do me a favor, hit that that share button on that YouTube video. We greatly appreciate that. Helps us out quite a lot. You didn't see it on Rumble? Yeah, it should be on Rumble right now. Let me pull it up. Rumble channel. Appreciate that love, man. Thank you guys so much. My content. Yeah, did I set it up to premiere at the wrong time over here? I think it's up, yeah. Here's the link to it. You guys can go check it out for yourselves. It's the uncensored version. There you go. Because again, like I said, I would not want to get banned by the likes of, YouTube. So there you go. Appreciate the love and support, guys. Do me a favor. Like I said, hit that share button. Tell your friends about it. It helps a lot. So much more than you realize. And we cannot thank you enough for being there for us and helping us like that. So, all right, let's get into the rest of today's episode. Oh, like I said, don't forget, if you head over to johnburke.com, you can go pick up, you can go bid, rather, on one of the paintings. Today's painting that you see finished there, it's autographed by John Ross himself. So you know it's going to be a lot. It's going to be worth a lot. You can check that out. $1 gets you one ticket into the entry. And again, we're taking 100% of the proceeds, donating it to a charity. Probably going to be like a pro-Jewish charity, like an IDF charity, just to piss off the trolls. I don't know. We'll probably just do it to like a veteran. I don't know. We'll find out. But anyway, we appreciate that. Thank you so much. You guys are incredible. Again, johnburke.com under the merch tab. Let's get into it. The activists that try and dox the people that they were attacking apparently get the wrong identities out there. Bass University officials have vowed to persecute the vigilantes again. The Los Angeles Times reports that an army of online sleuths is trying to help them by identifying participants and doxing them, even though the Times notes sometimes the volunteer detectives identify the wrong individuals. They've done this numerous times, actually. This is nothing new. When a large group of men wearing black outfits and white masks stormed into the UCLA encampment Tuesday evening, pro-Palestinian groups almost immediately began trying to identify them. Shortly thereafter, the business website of a Los Angeles man who had been named as one of the attackers was mobbed with angry reviews. Others who had been identified rushed to make their social media profiles private, turned off comments on their business pages, and set their phones to send all calls to voicemail. In some cases, the online doxing was quickly followed by apologies for identifying the wrong person. Like, how many times are you going to get that wrong? Wait for the facts. Yeah. In reality, UCLA and its security contractors, as well as law enforcement, had protected the encampment, allowing members to assault and harass people with impunity for days, and appeared to delegate security and authority to them. And then they get mad when vigilantes come out of the woodwork and start cracking their skulls.
Yeah, what'd you
expect?
Yeah, what do you expect?
What do you expect? I mean, come on. When you fail to do your job, this is what's going to happen as a result. And you can't be mad at anybody but yourselves. But again, we keep electing these same spineless, toothless people. And don't get it twisted. Republicans are just as bad on the right. Spineless. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out today and saying that the fact that Democrats are overwhelmingly support MAGA Mike Johnson is one of the bigger reasons why he needs to go now. And she's not wrong. She's not wrong on this.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to.
You think he's going to stay?
Yeah.
I hope not. He's worthless. There's nothing America first about that guy.
arrests hit 2,000 plus as anti-Israel protests continue to roil U.S. or U.S. This dude, like, he doesn't even look like he's old enough to even be going there. Anti-Israel protests have rocked college campuses across the United States in past weeks, and now protester arrest numbers are rising as authorities try to end the disruption. I saw one woman interviewing one dude up in New York, a protester, saying, what are you going to do when the NYPD comes in here and they start arresting you? He's like, pretty much what everybody does. We're going to get arrested and we'll be released within 24 hours. And the woman's kind of like, yeah, you're not wrong on that. And it's kind of like, they know the game. They know the system.
Yeah.
They know what's going to happen, or what's not going to happen to them.
Let's say most of these people don't even go to the
university. Yeah. I believe it. But this dude, literally without missing beats, I'll be released in 24 hours. It's like, my God. And you wonder. You wonder why we just keep getting more of the same, and it's pathetic. It is pathetic. Good Lord. But AP reports police have arrested nearly 2,200 people in the period of trouble with no sign of protests or arrests ending anytime soon, despite police resorting to using riot gear, tactical vehicles, and flashbang devices to clear tent encampments. What is it that, like, if you're a Muslim or you're supporting the Muslims or you're doing the BLM stuff, they don't touch you. You can get away with whatever you want. Like, whatever you want. Wow.
I don't think these protests are helping their cause.
Oh,
they're not actually getting people on their side. If anything, if people
are hating
them,
yeah.
If you were indifferent about it either way, you're probably like, you know what?
Yep.
Maybe Israel's on to something.
It's only going
to
get
worse.
These
guys are assholes.
Yeah. It's only going to get worse. These same people are, again, protesting in support of Palestine.
So you start blocking the roads, taking up space on their campuses, leaving a big mess.
Well, you're going to turn more people against you. 100%. But, I mean, and it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. Because when these protests first start, they start out with noble intentions. Like, oh, free Palestine, blah, blah, blah. And then when they don't get their way and time progresses, like, okay, we got to start resorting to other means. Because they're getting fed up. Because Israel, hashtag unleash Israel, like, go for it, baby. Do what you got to do. That's what I'm all for. I'm all about. Go for it. I'm all about it. Like, I don't want to send our money. I don't want to send our troops. Has nothing to do with me. But I am of the mindset is like, if, you know, all these America First people are so offended that Israel's doing this, why do you care if it's not, doesn't involve us? I mean,
I'm curious too if they're actually American citizens. Like, are they natural born citizens here in the United States, or if they're from over, you know, Palestine,
I don't know,
Gaza, if they're from over there?
Probably.
Why don't you go over there and support them then?
100%. Go pick up arms. Go fight the Israelis. I mean,
you're like bullying a bunch of people over here in the United States that don't have anything to do with it.
It's very easy to sit here in a country that you are protected to protest the very same people that are fighting against terrorists overseas. Like, you're protesting those that are fighting these Islamic extremists. Let's just call it what it is.
Right.
So it's like, I find just these are liberals. There is no consistency in their train of thought or logic. They make no sense. You're like, wait. This is no different than, say, for example, like the sheep protesting in support of the wolf. It's like, are you really this stupid? You're really this stupid. And then you love how all these Christians now are uniting with Muslims saying it's the Jews. Like, I'm telling you, it ain't the Jews. It is not the Jews. I'm sure maybe the Jews have their own problems, but I'm telling
everybody, in
the grand scheme of things, Jews are not the biggest enemy of America. Enemy of America right now. It's just not it. I'm telling you, it's just not. It doesn't mean that we can't question Jewish nepotism. 100% we should. You know, there are many, again, the anti-Semitism bill, I'm sorry. I disagree with that emphatically. That is your First Amendment right to be anti-Semitic. It's your First Amendment right to be racist. It's your First Amendment right to be whatever you want. But to sit there and then, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I can sit here and say that let Israel do what it wants to do. I don't want to support it. But then Congress goes and passes this anti-Semitic bill. And I'm just kind of like, you're really giving fuel to the fire that there are Jewish lobbyists that have control of D.C. It's like, You don't get it, do you? Like, yeah, I see both sides of this one. I get where all those that hate Jews are going to look at this like, oh, you see, Jews got them to pass bills now to help, you know, go against those that are criticizing Jews. And it's like, yeah, I agree. That's wrong. It's 100% wrong. You should not be able to regulate anybody's free speech. But in the meantime, it's no different than the protests for Palestine. Congress turns around and screws over Jews by doing this. It's like, you're actually turning more people against Jews by saying you can't criticize them. It's like, do people just not get how this works? I don't know. Just bang. You can criticize anybody. Now, nothing is off limits to me. College protesters seek amnesty to keep arrests and suspensions from trailing them. It's like no different than them coming to you with that list of demands of saying, these are the things that we need or we're going to die. It's like food and gas masks. Like, shut up.
Stuff for pipe bombs.
Pretty much. I just, you know, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. That's where we're at. That's where we're at, folks.
Yeah, I'm liking them less and less.
Oh, yeah.
With each passing day. They just seem like a bunch of douchebags.
But, and like I said, though, it's only going to get worse. More people are going to turn against them because this honestly doesn't stop until Israel says it's over. So, again, you can see all this stuff in the news, all the protesting, all the crying, all the campus nonsense, but Israel hasn't stopped. So you're screaming into the ether. Nothing's changing.
Yeah, does anybody know what's going on over there right now?
No,
nothing
I haven't.
Has been in the
no,
legacy
seen anything.
Media.
Yeah. I don't know. And then did you see the, I don't think I have the picture here, the aftermath of once they cleared off all the protesters from Columbia, I think, University. Oh, dude, it's...
Pigsty?
Oh, pigsty.
Looks like a third world, like...
Yeah. Trash everywhere. They didn't clean up after themselves. It's just, yeah.
Big shocker.
Yeah.
Big shocker.
And you got the NYPD says in the wake of this, the things left behind, handouts included phrases such as death to America and long live the Intifada. Death to Israel, death to America, signs found on NYU property, NYPD says. Excuse me, this is NYU, not Columbia. Police officers involving in the clearing out protesters in New York City college campus as sharing signs recovering from the scene bearing terrorist slogans. New York Police Department officers broke up an illegal encampment at New York University on Friday with cleaning crews called in to remove tents and sweep away the belongings of protesters. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry shared various photos of inflammatory literature and signage found at the protest. Enter the temporary autonomous zone from New York to Gaza and across Turtle Island. Disrupt, reclaim, destroy Zionist business interests everywhere. Death to Israel, real estate. Death to America, unschool. Squat or rot, do what you want. Long live the Intifada. Are you still not getting it that this is not about Palestine? This is about Muslims. This is about Islam. Islamic extremism. The Intifada.
So... I wonder if people think that white supremacy and far-right extremists are among the greatest domestic security threats now. Because that's what they said. That's what the government said.
Yeah.
The government said that white supremacy and far-right extremists are among the greatest domestic security threats facing the United States. But here you have these guys going over and taking over these campuses, leaving literature around that says death to America.
Yep.
To me, that's a threat.
That's a very big threat. Should be investigated. But I mean,
will it be? Are we under this administration?
I was about to say, are we going to get any kind of January 6th investigations into this?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Literally a bunch of terrorist supporters coming together saying death to America, death to Israel. It's like...
You should be rounded up and sent back to whatever country that you came from.
I agree.
If you don't like this place.
I agree.
If you don't want to be a participant in the in this civilization, then go back over to where you're from.
I think people are just getting fed up
there.
With it. I think more and more are finally just getting fed up with all this. It's going to take people to rise up and literally go after these people. It's like just, you know, beat them back into the wood line. It's like, it's just people are over it. They're getting tired.
But you just know
it.
Under this administration, they're not going to do anything because they like this kind of chaos.
Yep.
They want to see people get hurt.
Yep. It puts them in the position to where they can try and be the the fixers of the problems, like I said, that they help exacerbate and cause. So, yeah. NYPD proudly protects everyone's right to free speech, peaceful protest, Daughtry said in the post before sharing the signage. One piece of literature found on the site explicitly calls for death to America and death to Israel real estate. NYPD Chief John Schell spoke to reports on Friday and confirmed that NYPD had two operations at the request of school presidents, including at New York University and the New York School in New York. He confirmed that officers arrested 56 people with no incidents. The police chief noted that 99% of those arrested were students. You will not find a truce from us. One sign recovered from the protest area. Kind of did. They just booted your asses out of there. this is another one that was posted. It says, to friends, those who call for peace are chasing a mirage. As for the resistance, strike them everywhere. What kind of life is this that we live in peace with those who abuse our blood and the blood of our children, our men, or our sisters? What the hell are they talking about? To enemies, the time of calm you sing of will not return. Every day we increase in strength and you increase in weakness. Our war with you is long and your losses are many. This is something you are not used to. You will not find a truce from us, the lion's den. Yeah. I'm not even sure what are you referring to? You talking about Gaza? What? Are you talking about you as in Muslims? Like who what? This is a lot of bullshit. It's a lot of just verbiage, a lot of
red with your blood. Your blood comes down from the hills.
And you know
the
they're sitting there like just touching their genitals while they post. It's like, yes, Zeno, put it up. This will show the infidel. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. Bunch of losers. Okay. Police went to NYU and arrested more than 100 students who held a demonstration in solidarity with the students at Columbia University and to oppose Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. On Wednesday, May 1st, Fox News correspondent Alex McAdams reported from the campus that the anti-Israel agitators had reestablished the encampment. That was on May 1st. Today's the 3rd. Interesting. Interesting. Good news, though. Biden administration finalizes rule that will open up Obamacare to illegal immigrants. You knew that was coming.
Oh, thank God. I was hoping they'd work on the deficit.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Just give it to everybody.
Give it to everybody.
You get free health care. You get
shitty health care. Who else wants some shitty health care? By the way, here's some AIDS.
Oh, my God. Like you're sitting here watching this. And it's like, so why are we paying taxes? Like, for us to get health care, the costs are ridiculous. And Democrats, you'll complain about these costs and then sit there and applaud this kind of nonsense that inflates the cost. Like, just what? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. The American healthcare system is so jacked up because of nonsense like this.
Yeah.
Because of nonsense just like this. And you sit there and you whine and you cry about, oh, the healthcare is so expensive because of bullshit like this.
It's fat people.
It's fat people. It's all the fatties. They're the ones doing it. Oh, my gosh. You have to laugh, man. You have to laugh. The Biden administration estimates that 100,000 uninsured illegal immigrants will be able to access taxpayer-funded health insurance under the rule. So basically what this means is you, the people that have been getting ass-raped by the government and taxes, you have this collective pool of health care that you funded that for many of you, you probably also don't even get access to because you're probably of the economic class that you don't need it. But still, that's not the point. The point is, you've got this big pool of healthcare, aka your money. And everybody, for the most part, has contributed to it to a degree, okay? Everybody, even those that don't even get access to it, which is just hilarious to me. And then in come these illegals, and by the way, they've paid nothing into the system, but now they get access to it. So, explain that to me. Like, I'm curious how anybody's going to justify this. How do you rationalize this?
Feelings.
Feelings, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how they'll rationalize it. Like, oh, well, you must hate people.
Meanwhile, we still have, like, a rampant drug problem. We still have homelessness. We still have a crisis in the veteran community.
How about crime just out of control?
Crime's out of control, yeah.
Who have poured across our southern border.
Yeah. But no, we should instead be focusing on getting illegals access to government-funded health care. Thank you, John McCain, for not squishing this. You had the chance.
Yeah, that piece of shit.
You had the chance. Keep paying into it, folks. Keep paying into it. It's bullshit. Thank you, Kino, for the $1. It's ridiculous.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
Spending our money.
Thank you, Terrell, for being a supporter. The Biden administration published the new rule Friday that will allow tens of thousands of illegal immigrants to receive health care through Obamacare. The new rule, according to the White House statement, removes a prohibition on illegal immigrants protected from deportation under the 2012 Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA program, from accessing health care through Affordable Care Act. Just more of your money. more of your money just being flushed. The rule will go into effect as soon as November 1st. The administration estimates that 100,000 uninsured illegal immigrants will be able to access taxpayer-funded health insurance under the rule. The immigrants will be able to apply for coverage through healthcare.org and state-based marketplaces. Referring to illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors, as dreamers, President Joe Biden said the rule will grant them a pathway to citizenship.
You know, what do you think about that?
As far as what?
Granting them a pathway to citizenship.
No.
I don't think so either.
No, I think, no. Because that seems to be the negotiating thing between the left and the right. Both of them have utilized this tactic of amnesty. No more amnesty. Amnesty needs to go away.
Yeah, their parents broke the law.
100%.
It sucks for them.
Yeah.
But these people have to know that there's consequences to breaking the law and just coming over here. And just because you bring your kids over here when they're little and they grow up here, and you're here illegally, doesn't mean it's legal all of a sudden.
I agree. Call them anchor babies.
It's not fair to American citizens who pay taxes, high taxes.
Yeah. America's turning into a welfare state. I mean, we are a welfare state, an international welfare state, honestly.
It sucks. It sucks for them, for sure. But I got to say, you're going to have to go back and maybe the kids can come back, but definitely not the parents if you're coming over here illegally.
Yeah.
You got to do it the right way.
Thank you, Loco Barman. Today's rule also reinforces the president's enduring commitment to DACA recipients and dreamers who contribute daily to the strength and vitality of our communities and our country, the White House said. And ultimately, it's going to be your money that goes into doing this, folks. Like, just how? These are Democrats, man. These are Democrats. Idiots. Absolute morons. Like, what do you expect? What do you expect? You keep voting for this. And last, most certainly not least, I saw this article. 18 habits LGBTQ travelers get that straight Americans don't. I'm not even getting into it, but all I want to say is that...
Double penetration.
It's that when you want allies coming from our communities, and then you turn around and you create this juxtaposition of like, well, these are things that gay people get that you straight losers don't when it comes to traveling. It's like it smacks of you just being complete, total shitheads. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. And I read part of this, and it was kind of like they know how to research and do reconnaissance and how to understand code words of like night friendly, nightlife, where there's going to be more homosexuals. Like, or you could just call it a gay bar. Nobody cares. Like, I'm sorry that this world that many of you we're not born into, the one where gays actually had to fight for rights, it doesn't exist anymore. At least not in America. Other places, yeah, they still kill you left and right. But you've got no fight left over here. You've won, you got your way, but you're still not satisfied. That's the problem. You keep trying to, alienate yourself. You want some kind of, like, sexuality-based segregation.
Like a real special club.
Yeah, you want to be treated like special people. So when you continue writing these articles... You know, maybe gay people are like, oh, that sounds true. How do you think straight people feel like reading something like this? It's like, it's a slap in our face. Well, yeah, maybe you do have to travel in a different method because, you know, international travel, homosexuality is not welcome in all countries. So, yes, you probably do have to travel differently. Congratulations. I mean, I just, kudos. I don't know what you want me to tell you. So... All right, folks, that does it for today's episode of the All-American Savage Show podcast. Do me a favor. Go hit the like button. Leave a comment. We greatly appreciate you guys being here. If you could, go share the YouTube video. It's at the John Burke YouTube page. It helps us out so much. We're going to be playing PUBG tonight, Friday Night Free For All. You can come tune in over on Twitch, John Burke Official, and we're gaming with everybody. If you want to come join us and, you know, squat up in the Discord, you are more than welcome to. It's open for everybody. It's a great way to like link up with people, make some friends, bullshit, hang out. So there you go. All right. And also, don't forget, Mother's Day sale is currently going on at ShellShockCBD.com. 25% off of topicals using code MILF, M-I-L-F-2-4. M-I-L-F-2-4, code MILF24 for 25% off the topicals and I believe the bath salt. Don't sleep on this. Jump on it now. Our topicals are amazing for pain management, inflammation. It does wonders. Also, if you have eczema and things such as this, look at the tattoo bomb. It's wonderful for that. I am not making this up. All right, that's all we got. We got anything else to add, my man?
Have a great weekend.
And as always, beep.